I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Around 12% of babies in the UK are born prematurely, in other words, before 40 weeks gestation. 1 to 2% of these are born extremely prematurely, that's before 32 weeks. This has been linked to a number of health problems later in life, including, we now know, effects on personality, as Dieter Volker explained to Amy Goodfellow.
We found that those children who were born very preterm or very low birth weight compared to term-born children at 26 years of age were more likely to be introverted, so preferred their own company, were less likely to take the initiative to meet other people, had more autistic features like being aloof or found a difficulty in holding down conversations, worried more and were more frustrated, which is a neurotic tendency, and were less likely to seek out novel sensations or willingness to take risks. And we called this a socially withdrawn personality type.
What would be causing this socially withdrawn personality type?
There could be genetic factors. There are about 30 to 50% of heritability in personality is explained by genetic factors. However, a larger influence is most likely the immaturity of organs, and this also refers to the brain. Most of the brain development occurs during pregnancy and in the first 2 years of life. And they are changes which are structurally, like you start off with a brain which is just built on white matter, and you build something which is the gray matter, the cortex, and it folds so that a lot of brain fits into our head. You have got this walnut pattern. If you take, for example, a baby born at 27 or 28 weeks gestation, it still hasn't got this walnut pattern of the cortical folding. It doesn't have a cortex yet, which is only developing in the later part of pregnancy. So there could be structural changes. There may also be changes in connectivity and activation of brain networks. And the final factor is this is a very worrying period. A number of these babies die, they're very sick, and it's a stressful environment for parents as well. Even though we have found that they are as sensitive, they may be slightly more overprotective because they're worried about these tiny babies that are in the incubator and when they come home.
What kinds of stresses in the neonatal intensive care exist to affect the brain development of these babies?
There are two factors that affect the brain development. The first one is that normally these babies would be intrauterine, all their oxygen, their nutrition via the umbilical cord. Now suddenly they have to breathe for themselves, and there are also effects like complications that the oxygenation of the brain, because they can't be ventilated properly or they get too much or too little oxygen. So that's one of the physiological stresses. But the other stresses is that they need to be monitored. So you have to stick needles into the babies to actually do blood oxygenation. They often need to be fed via a tube, which is going down the throat to the stomach, or they have got infusions which are given. So many of the experiences these babies make are painful, and people try to manage, of course, doctors and nurses try to manage it, but they can't be avoided very often. So this is very stressful.
And is there anything that we can do about these children that have been born very prematurely and have these problems?
Well, I would say it's an individual difference, as these children have more likely the tendency to be introverted and socially withdrawn. I think an important thing is that parents should try to expose them to social situations, organize their children come around, facilitate, for example, like with sleepovers and being in social situations. And similarly, teachers should be educated that these children might be, as a tendency, more socially withdrawn and quieter and need similar attention or even more attention and need to be helped to integrate with the social group to avoid exclusion.
Dieter Volker from the University of Warwick, and that study was published in the British Medical Journal.